This is why I love stories such as the following. Marie Claire is a magazine that is for women, if you're not familiar with the title Marie Claire. Marie Claire.
The modern woman or the Frau? Is this one of those that tries to make the Frau feel good about herself or better about herself?
You know, there's about 10 magazines. There's about 10 magazines that probably walk a very fine line as far as who they're trying to appeal to. It's probably somewhere in the middle.
Maybe it's like Biscuit.
What's that?
That's the magazine in How to Make It in America that Rachel...
Referencing that show.
Why?
No one watches it.
I love that show.
Biscuit.
That is my favorite show.
Can't be.
You know Biscuit Magazine, don't you?
Yes, I know Biscuit Magazine. It's a terrible publication. By the way, I've got a little bit of sports breaking news, if you can afford me this opportunity.
Go ahead, cuz.
According to Deadspin, Mike McQuarrie is scheduled to appear an hour from now on the CBS Evening News at 5:30 our time. And at the same time, NBC's Nightly News will rebroadcast Bob Costas' interview from last night with Jerry Sandusky.
What's McQuarrie doing? McQuarrie must be catching so much heat. You know, he sent out an email to all his cronies saying, you realize that I did stop that.
Yes.
He stopped the incident.
Oh, he did?
That's what he's saying.
Well, I can't
wait.
That's
what he's saying now.
Well, we're going to roll on it. It happens here in less than an hour, so whatever we get, we'll play it at some point
today.
And
remember, at 5:30, we're going to focus on the Costas thing, if you missed it, or if you want to hear it again, which, to be honest, you can't hear that too many times.
All right, Dewey News.
Well, I am, jackass.
God. Be nice to him.
Working my tail off over here.
He's not nice to me.
All right, so Marie Claire decided that they would contact Kim Kardashian back in August or September and do an interview with her about her nuptials and how great life is. And then they would run the article a couple of months later because they had other stuff to publish, you know, those months. It's what every magazine does. They do an interview 2 months prior. They publish it now.
Yeah.
So this is when everything was great. This was 3 weeks after her wedding to Chris Humphries.
Okay.
And this is what
she... You mean a third of the way through her marriage?
Yeah. Here's what she says when she was asked to defend their rush to the altar. Why'd you lower the music?
Because you're going to read like
that
dumb girl.
Oh.
Just do this.
Well, we were like, why wait? Because, like, it's so fun to have a partner who understands your life and lets you be you. I feel like where we're at right now, it's the best time of my life.
After asked about being worried about their bond and the long-termness of their marriage, which, of course, everybody is looking to when they get married.
Oh, great question. I'm not worried about that at all. We have so much trust, and I don't think either of us would do anything to break that. It just, well, makes life so easy, Mike. Chris.
I don't think she singled me out there.
He's such a good guy. He's so down to earth. Really handsome. It's such a reality check, 'cause, like, you know, he's a normal guy, and all I want to do is chill and be normal and not get glammed up all the time. He gets it, Mike. Sometimes my life can be really intimidating for people, but Chris, he allows me to work.
Yeah, bitch, and you were sick of him by Halloween.
And do what I've got to do. You see, love conquers all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes! Yes!
Could she be more hated?
Oh, what a fraud. And you know what? If people right now, and I know this is the way America works, if you're just a name in general, unless you're Jerry Sandusky, you're going to get people to come forward and with products that they want you to hawk. How could anyone with a conscience send a product her way? And be like, here you go. We want you to be the new spokesman for nuts.
she has sacrificed whatever tiny shred of legitimacy she may
have
had.
That's the thing, man. I just don't know how this ruse continues.
I wonder if anybody from her camp tried to get to Marie Claire and buy them off. Tell them not to run, or pay them not to run with this.
This is probably Marie Claire's big chance to get back in the game. You know, magazines aren't kicking any ass right now either. So, having these quotes out there.
Good for them.
Now, they also asked her about, she was married once before at 19. Can't believe that one didn't work out. To music producer Damon Thomas. Anyone?
Can't help you.
Anyone?
He's black.
REO Speedwagon.
Would you like to hear how she defended herself for the first marriage and how that prepared her for this marriage?
Not really, but go ahead.
I'd love to.
Well, I was just 19, and I didn't know myself. As unhappy as I was, and as happy as I am now not to be in that relationship, I learned so much from it. Who I wanted to be, who I never wanted to be. You take all those issues and you just move on. I learned how to cook. Really.
God, you imagine?
I learned how to cook and do a lot of marital things.
Like what?
What? Not work.
Unwork?
Put out?
Right.
Wait, that's not a marital thing.
No, it's not.
It definitely taught me what being a wife is all about.
You really learned.
Right. Sitting on your ass and counting the cash.
I think it means taking care of each other's needs and being there for someone unconditionally.
For up to 72 days.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Hang on.
Being there for someone unconditionally forever.
Or 72 days.
Whichever comes first. Right. The end.
I learned how to cook. God, can you imagine the horrible hamburger helper casserole she considers cooking?
I have constructed a grilled cheese for you. I made dinner.
That's okay. I'm going to Zanzibar.
Right. I'm out.
But it's applesauce, your favorite. I've mushed apples and included sugar.
What a bitch.
Marcus.
Unbelievable.
We have such a wonderful arsenal the next time we have a girl up here. Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
I picture there should be a longer pause in between, hey, are you pregnant? And then, like, you take a sip of whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Or just fat.
I don't know. I think his run-on style works great.
Oh, God.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat? What's with the digitized beginning?
I don't know.
Let's fix that.
You fix it.
Yeah.
You get the book.
You want to cut it again?
No.
CBS. It's weird because CBS, they do so well with their nighttime programming. The Mentalist and Numbers and Unforgettable and CSI and... CSI.
Des Moines.
Crumb. I mean, it's...
Crumb.
Or you're in France.
Or you're in France. But for whatever reason, they cannot get their morning show off the ground. Now, I said about 6 months ago they should hire Dunham and Miller. Because Dunham and Miller do so well,
yes.
Surely they could get the CBS morning show off the ground.
When are we going to get our morning show off the ground?
We better thank our lucky stars we have our morning show.
That morning show kicks ass.
This whole station's built around that morning show.
Yep.
Bow down to that morning show. Well, CBS, they're rebuilding their morning show again. They are so far behind.
What, are they going to hire Russ Martin?
They are so far behind the Today Show and Good Morning America. They keep recycling these people. And they just went through, I swear, this was 3 months ago, that they had a new cast. It's new again. Because Charlie Rose is now the host, one of the hosts. Erica Hill, who I'm not sure who that is. And now the wild card, And they are banking on this chick and her ties within the entertainment industry and one person in particular to probably carry this thing and get it out of the ditch. Gail King.
Can't help you.
Oprah's best friend.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yes.
Yes.
Is that a good move?
It's another move out of desperation because they don't know what to do.
I mean, do they think that Oprah's going to... I'm sure
That'd
she'll be on that show.
Better off with Doyle King than Gail King.
It should be... Yeah. It should be Gail King, Doyle King, Albert King.
Freddie King.
Freddie King.
Rodney.
Rodney King. I'm in. I'm in.
And Don.
Yeah, and Don King. The King Morning Show, only on CBS.
Did you mention Alan King?
No, we did not mention
this. This will be the best show ever.
You got any water?
I for sure would watch it if the great... As Alan
we
King...
got a field correspondent, Rodney King.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well... Anyway, Gail, back to you.
What a blistering report.
The Today Show has not lost a week in the Nielsen ratings, Mike. This will haunt you. Since 1995. That is unbelievable. What a run of
the
dominance.
Hard line.
That's just like the ticket.
The ticket. The ticket.
What is Charlie Rose doing with those buffoons?
I thought Charlie Rose died.
No.
That's Pete Rose.
He's still alive as well.
Does Charlie Rose, does he still do that show on Channel 13?
Yeah, at night. He's great.
He's a serious talk show guy.
Yeah,
though.
He's good, man.
Yeah, can he like,
he's a serious interviewer.
Can he do, like, mix in with the chef of the day and everything?
I guess if they
pay him
enough.
Maybe they're not going to do that. Maybe they're not going to do the chef of the day.
Dude, Gail King is on this show.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing chef of the day.
Yeah.
And you know, the daily book on ovaries.
Well, it will fail. Oh. Just like all the rest of them have, it too will fail.
That's enough.
You know what they need to do? They need to completely get off of the morning show concept and throw something out there that would...
That's different.
Yeah.
Run Captain Kangaroo.
Is that such a bad idea?
Mr. Green Jeans and Bunny Rabbit.
What if they decided to go all kids from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., like when your kids are getting ready for school and stuff?
Yeah.
Why don't you go all Looney Tunes?
Yes.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, like that.
Dude.
You put any cartoon out in the theater and it's number one.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you do that on the television?
Or you get the rights to Pixar movies and you just have a rotation of all the Pixar films. I'm just saying, you know, I'm kind of
if you're
like
looking for ratings and to sell advertising, that'd be a fantastic
right. Instead
idea.
Of running Doyle King out there.
For coffee talk.
All right, we got to go.
All right. Whatever they want to do. The Ranch Report's next.